Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Thursday, the 6th of June. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. And we do have a lot of clouds around the area. I think a couple of moments where we're going to see some showers and maybe the rumble of thunder as well. We're going to be 70 to 75. You'll notice the humidity is up. So we've got the muggies out there. It's not going to rain all the time. I think that this first round of showers moves through this morning, and then we may get a little lull, 3-4 hours, and then another possible round this afternoon, and then we wind down. So today is definitely the wettest of the next couple of days. A quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain should capture most of you. Not out of the question that a few of you missed the showers and there's less. Also not out of the question that there's a big downpour and somebody gets an inch plus of rainfall. That can always happen when you have all this humidity in the air. Now, as we head for tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Still muggy, temperatures in the low 60s. We will see the chance for a shower. Friday and Saturday, I'll call it unsettled. At times, there might be a shower, but most of the time we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, if not mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be in the 70s both days, 75 to 80 Friday, maybe 74 to 79 on Saturday. And then Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Again, just a small chance for a pop-up shower. Temperatures in the mid-70s looks pretty good for Monday as well. Similar pattern. What we have is this upper-level low-pressure area with cooler than average air above us. And what happens is sun, super strong, heats up the ground. Ground gets warm. Warm air rises into that cold air, and it's like a hot air balloon surrounded by cold air. It rockets up, and you get the clouds and the chance for a couple of showers. And that's why we're in that pattern Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Most of the time won't dry, won't rain. Most of the morning is dry. And usually in these patterns, usually, not always, the morning hours are the best because the sun takes a while to heat up the ground before we get those showers and thunderstorms. Hope you have a great day, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.